On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Friday, the 25th of September, and having a birthday is legendary Barbara Walters, the US newsreader and TV presenter. He's 91.
He's been in such movies as The China Syndrome, Romancing the Stone, Fatal Attraction and Wall Street. His name is Michael Douglas, and today the American actor, son of Kirk Douglas, is 76.
Legend. Felicity Kendall, the British actress who starred in The Good Life, is 74.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Starring as Potsy Webber in Happy Days, Anson Williams, the American actor and director, today is 71.
Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker.
And I will not be the last Jedi.
Turned 69 today, and he's also done loads of voiceover things for cartoons.
Scottish-born Australian actor Colin Friels, today is 68.
Jamie Heineman, the US TV presenter, used to co-present Mythbusters. He's 64 today.
Quack, damn you.
Heather Locklear, the American actress, today is 59.
Wasn't she married to Richie Sambora for a hot minute there?
I think it might have been closer to 2 minutes.
This guy...
I make this look good.
Yep, Will Smith, turns 51 today.
Former AFL player and former coach of the West Coast Eagles and Essendon, John Worsfold, today is 52.
You know, before we mentioned Michael Douglas having a birthday?
Yeah.
Well, his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, is also having a birthday. She's 51 today.
Born on the same day?
Born on the same day.
But many years apart.
Many.
And finally, Donald Glover, the US actor, comedian, writer, singer and DJ, is 37.
Also known as Childish Gambino, also voiced this guy in The Lion King.
So many things to tell her, but how to make her see.
The Royal Prince Alfred Hospital opened in Sydney on this day in 1882.
In 1970, this show began on TV.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Family.
You might have heard of this band. They're called U2 and they formed in Dublin on this day in 1976.
In the year 2000, Kathy Freeman won Australia's 100th Olympic gold medal when she sprinted to victory wearing that bodysuit in the 400 metres at the Sydney Olympics.
And finally, on this day, but in 2010, 7Mate channel launched on Australian TV.
Just a few things that happened on this day for the 25th of September.